If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
We haven't done our little trash or treasure shtick in a while, and we're going to do it right now with Scott Beatty. He runs AU Sports on Dempster in Morton Grove, and I imagine people have been coming in buying Patrick Kane merchandise or looking for it. What's going on with the Blackhawks now, Scott?
Well, you know, the Hawks took an uptick in the last year with Connor Bedard and all, but with him hurt, we got somebody to take his place now. They brought Kane back to town, and it absolutely has kept the interest level pretty decent.
Well, and what about the baseball card business now? And what's this about an Ohtani card possibly worth millions of dollars?
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah.
Actually, it's a pretty special card. I saw the picture of it. It's the only one made. It's got a couple of the MLB logo patches on the card, and Shohei signed it twice, once in English and once in Japanese, in his kanji language. And so it's a pretty special card, but when you think about a single card from 2026 being worth $1 million or more dollars, it's a little mind-boggling.
Will it actually go for that much, do you think?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Unbelievable. AU, the symbol for gold, and that's the AU sports store. Get it? It's gold there. And also, there was a Wilt Chamberlain Lakers jacket that a kid found at a thrift store. He bought it originally for like $3, and it went for $89,000 at an auction recently. Did that surprise you?
The price doesn't surprise me. The fact that it wound up in a Goodwill store surprises me. And the third thing that surprises me is, why doesn't that ever happen to guys like you and me?
Yeah, I know. I'm curious. So when I heard the Ohtani story, I thought, is this going to send a lot of people into stores like yours buying baseball cards? Does it really do that?
It increases the interest. The odds of pulling one card out of boxes from across the country, even across internationally, you know, that's a deep well to go down. But yeah, people will buy it.
The National Sports Collectors Convention is at Rosemont Wednesday, so a lot going on. And if you're wondering about some sports memorabilia you have in the basement or stuck in a drawer or in a closet, and you want to find out if it's trash or treasure, give us a call, and Scott Beatty will let you know. It's 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We'll tell you whether you've got trash or treasure. What is the number one item you're hearing about these days, Scott? What's the number one topic in the store lately with all that's going on here, especially with Patrick Kane? Is it Blackhawks stuff?
Actually, believe it or not, it's time for the White Sox to make a comeback.
Yeah, well, that's not surprising with what they're doing, and it looks like they're going to be in it all year.
The last couple of years, the interest in the White Sox was near nil. And now they are slowly starting to come back, and people are starting to look for their merchandise.
Anybody asking for a LeBron James jersey?
They will be, trust me. But he, you know, people want right away. As soon as a player switches teams, do you have anything on that other team? Not yet, but there will be.
All right, let's go to the phones for Scott Beatty, 312-981-7200. If you want to know if you have trash or treasure, give us a call. And let's go to Wheaton, Illinois first for Jim. What do you got, Jim? Go ahead, Jim. Tell us what you are curious about.
Thank you, sir. The 1977 NBA All-Star Game was played at the Milwaukee Arena. A buddy of mine got some tickets and went up there. The cover for that event was designed. It had Dr. J on the cover. It was designed by Leroy Neiman. We found Leroy was sitting in security 50 years ago at the NBA arenas. Was a lot less than it is today. We walked right up with a pen, had him sign the thing, and I've got a signed I guess, original program by Leroy Neiman for that particular event 50 years ago.
All right,
I've always wondered what it might be worth today.
Yeah, Leroy Neiman, pretty famous. What do you think?
Yeah, especially, I don't know that a lot of those, that particular item has ever popped up before. This could be really unique, but you know what I've always said, Bob? The thing to make it sellable is what? Authentication, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing we want to do is go through the authentication process, then we can really kind of start to affix a price to it.
Check it out, Jim. You may have a treasure there. All right, let's hear from Kelly. Are you out in Las Vegas now, Kelly?
I am. I'm dying. It's like the devil's armpit here.
Well, you know what? It's not much better here in Chicago. What do you have?
My father-in-law, God rest his soul, was a Chicago policeman. Sitting outside Rosebud on Taylor Street, guess who walks out? Joe DiMaggio.
Wow.
He signed the ticket book.
Hey, that sounds like a treasure to me. What's with that, Scott?
That also, yeah. Joe DiMaggio is probably one of the top. He's still one of the top 10 most desired autograph in the hobby. So you got something there.
Yeah, it's all about how rare an item is, isn't it, Scott?
It is. A great example is when people have an autograph by, say, Ernie Banks, right, Mr. Cub. But the thing is, Ernie signed everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it kind of devalues the autograph a little bit. When a guy's a little tighter with his autograph, it'll go up.
Kelly, lock that up and don't go to a casino and bet it, okay? Hang on to it.
Oh, no. It's in a frame.
Thanks. And let's get in one more here before we take a break. And Carrie in Sycamore, you've got a baseball card you're wondering about?
Yeah, I've got a few. A question for Scott. So before I come in to your shop, I've been there before. I know that I've got like a Henderson rookie and a Boggs rookie and a Sandberg rookie. Do I have to get those graded first before I come to you, or how does that work?
There's two different price scales, one for graded and one for non-graded cards. The grading process takes a while, but it does. If you get a good grade, say a 9 or a 10, it raises the value of the card significantly. The other one, we just call them raw grades. It's not worth as much. So it would really be up to you what you wanted to do with it. They're your cards, but if you want to bring them in, kind of, you know, like you said, you've been there before, we'll take a look at them for you, sure.
Yeah, and by grading, thanks for the call, Kerry. You mean what, the shape, the condition of the card, Scott?
Exactly. Our preferred company is called PSA. They're very famous. They will grade the cards, and they have like, you know, a 13-step process or whatever it is. And then you get these cards back in slab plastic sealed. And they give you a grade between 1 and 10, depending on the condition.
Trash or treasure, 312-981-7200. Scott Beatty runs the sports memorabilia store, AU Sports, in Morton Grove. Let's talk to Don in Chicago. What do you got, Don?
Hey, good morning. I have a Wilson Varsity basketball signed by Michael Jordan and Larry Bird from the 1996 7-Up Shootout. And it's got a certificate of authenticity and been in an acrylic case for 30 years.
Wow. What do you think that could be worth, Scott?
Well, you know, but the floor on that is four figures. Where it goes from there depends on a lot of different things, but that is absolutely, anytime you got a Jordan signature, we're going to always move it to the treasure column.
Four figures. I like that. Got a text. Somebody's got a Michael Jordan baseball card. Is that worth anything?
There's a bunch of them. They go from, really, honest to God, there's ones that are $2 and there's ones that are $100. Hmm. But somewhere in between.
Wally in Michigan has got an old World Series program. Tell us about it, Wally.
My father-in-law attended Game 7 of the Cubs-Tigers at Wrigley Field.
Hmm.
And I have his, this is all framed, I have his hand-scored program, another program with the program cover, his ticket stub for $7.65, which was 15, 20 rows behind home plate, and a couple of snapshots he had taken from those seats. One of those has a scoreboard in the background, and looking at his scorecard, you can tell what inning he took that picture.
Wow. What do you think, Scott?
I think that's fantastic. I think, you know, as much as that would be worth if someone were looking to pick up a piece like that, that one has so much sentimental value. That's a great piece. I like that very much.
You got a treasure, my friend. Hang on to that. Hi, Eileen in Barrington. What do you have?
Hi, Bob. I've listened to you forever. I have a Patrick Kane sweater from 2010. We met him and John Tays back then. And Patrick signed the right side of the eight, and Jonathan Tays signed the left side of the eight on Patrick's sweater. I was wondering if there's any value to this.
Wow. Scott?
It's beautiful. You should see it.
I bet.
There is, but it's such a unique piece because Tave signed it. It actually probably would draw more interest if it was just Kane on the Kane jersey, believe it or not. Single signed pieces are worth more than multi-signed pieces if there's not a theme to it. Yes. Like we said, Super Bowl football and All-Star Game baseball, two different players on one player's jersey actually hurts the value a little bit. Hmm. But because it's Taves and Kane, I think that would be pretty easy to find a home for.
That's going to be hard to part with, Eileen.
I know, but I love it. But I'm going to give your shop a call. Thank you guys so much.
All right.
And Eileen, I know your hockey because you called it a sweater. Yeah, that's the way to do it. Good for you.
Long time ticket holders.
Yeah, appreciate you, listening.
Love you guys at WGN. Take care. Bye.
Thank you. AU Sports is the store. It's on Dempster and Morton Grove. Scott Beatty can continue this conversation with you. Best way to get in touch with you, Scott?
Best way to get in touch with me is always drop me an email, and we have the oldest email in existence. It's ausports@aol.com, and so I check my messages constantly. That is the easiest way to find me. Otherwise, you want to stop in, we're here.
And I bet with the interest in the Ohtani card, with the interest in the Hawks, with Patrick Kane now, with that big show Wednesday in Rosemont, you're a busy boy these days. And with the baseball season and the White Sox back, as you say.
This is one of the busiest weeks of the year with the National. That's another thing, folks. If you want to go out the next weekend to the National Sports Collectors Convention in Rosemont, you will see more sports memorabilia than you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, and I imagine you can get in touch with people there who do authentication and grading and so forth. And is that is that expensive to do that, Scott?
Not necessarily if you're willing to wait. There is right now a waiting list with PSA for a lot of their authentication. It's their grading services. But all the companies will be there, including several auction houses, grading companies, etc.
Scott Beatty, AU Sports, as always, it's been fun. Thank you, Scott. Talk to you again
soon.
All right,
Bob. We'll talk to you soon.